In the day's other headlines, more than a dozen drone strikes knocked out energy infrastructure across southern Ukraine today. Officials say Russia is to blame for the attacks in Odessa, Kherson, and Mykolaiv. Ukraine's military says the drones were Iranian-made and that 10 of them were shot down before they hit their targets. It marks the latest in Russia's unrelenting assault on the country's energy grid and civilian housing. Millions of people are still without heat, light, and clean water. Back here at home, there is a major storm system moving inland from the Pacific coast and will slowly move cross-country over the next few days, threatening severe weather in the south and blizzard conditions in the north. In western Sierra Nevada, meteorologists already report 2 to 5 feet of snowfall in the upper elevations. The Forest Service warns there is a high risk of avalanche. And Carrie Lake, the Arizona Republican and prominent election denier who lost her race for governor in November, has asked a court to throw out the state's election results. Lake alleged yesterday in her lawsuit that hundreds of thousands of ballots were cast illegally or improperly in Arizona's largest county, Maricopa. There is no evidence to support Lake's allegations, and the state certified its election results days ago. Carrie Lake centered her campaign on false claims that the 2020 presidential election had been stolen from Donald Trump, who had endorsed her. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, how inflation is changing the way some Americans celebrate the holidays, and why activists are targeting famous art to protest climate change.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.